Welcome to Champions of Destiny Foundation. Our Champions Diet for the month is titled Cultivating the Character of Champions. So let's start with this. What is your name? Have you heard someone's name and you wish not to associate with them or repeat that very name? Not because the name is a tongue twister, but because of its weight, the meaning of the name. Even so, your character gives your name its true definition. Like the name Lucifer, it has a wonderful meaning, light bearer. But not many will want to be associated or called Lucifer. Or do you? Why? The popular bearer of the name, because of his devilish character, that character has given the name a more defining meaning. So, what meaning have you given to your name? I know a guy who was sacked during this difficult time. What led to his sack? Actually, several things were in his favor. The organization needed someone with his skill set, and he was connected to the top bosses. So it was easy for him to edge others to the top within a short time. It was not too long when reports started coming in about some shady deals he is into. The management interrogated him about all the allegations, and he sweet mouthed his way, denying every single fact. Until someone came in with an electronic recording of him caught right in the act. It was so shameful. His connection was helpless to cover his overexposed character deficiency. He was eventually sacked, sadly. But what led to his sack? Was it his incompetence or lack of connection? No. Was it the economy situation? No. His sack was caused by his deficiency in character. Character was the only thing he could have achieved without a cost, but he failed. You see, connection and competence can take you up the ladder, but only character will keep you there. Character will win you the heart of everyone, in fact, even your heart and your life. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 1, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. And favor is better than silver or gold. Good name is won by integrity and reputation. So don't sacrifice your good name because of wealth. Good name will give you rest of mind. It will win you trust and favor from people. Overall, it will win you a place with God. So what does your character say about your name? Settle your choice, a good name or great riches. I trust you will choose right, and may God bless your decision in Jesus' name. Let's talk a little on what does character mean to you. Someone that I know once gave his sister some colored papers to take to the trash. She looked at it and did as directed. She took it to the trash. Here's the catch. You see, those colored papers were actually cool US dollars. See, if you don't know a thing, you will never own or value it. You have to know the meaning and importance of character, especially to you, before you can make it yours. We have highlighted the importance of character previously, so let's get some meaning of character, and I hope you will share what character means to you at the comment section. Character, according to Oxford Learner's Dictionary, means all the qualities and features that make a person different from others. So are we saying their character peculiar to champions which others do not have? Yes. It has been said that character is a collection of habits, that which is being done over time. Everyone lives differently, but not everyone lives a winning and fulfilling life. To be fulfilled in life, you have to be deliberate about it. You have to cultivate those traits that will make you a true champion. And yes, you can be a champion in every major sphere of your life. That is what spells fulfillment, the ability to live fulfilling, purposeful life. By character of champions, we mean those distinguishing features or qualities that set successful people apart. What makes certain persons high-fly achievers in all or most aspects of their lives? Why would they win in their profession or career, yet win in their relationship? Their life are so much in sync, so much in balance. You can tell that persons like these are not just a one-run champion. They have quality traits that keep them going, keep them successful in every areas of their life. And that is what I wish you also have in your life. Quality traits that will keep you winning, keep you going. I believe you have been wired to live a victorious life. And the hub of this champion life is character. That is why it is so important to cultivate the right character. And I must tell you, the easiest and best way to cultivate the character of champions is to know Jesus personally. The interesting thing about Jesus' style is that it takes the work from you and only demands your faith. I'm speaking from experience. I testify, it will be my esteemed pleasure to show you the way of Christ. Yes, we do not start from a common background, but in Christ we all have the opportunity to aim for greatness. If you recognize that the grace, yeah, that very unmerited favor in Christ is a leveler, you will gear up to live your purpose and cultivate the character that will make you a true champion. I've come to realize that the throne of greatness is open to everyone. And it is achievable by everyone who commits themselves to the development of the necessary traits that will make them throne worthy. So the question now is, are you throne worthy? Have you developed those character sets that will make you throne worthy? So what does character of champions mean to you? We've been able to talk about what does your name say about you, talking about your character, defining your name. We have talked about what does character mean to you, especially the characters of champion. Is there a thing like the character of champion? We said yes, and we asked ourselves the question, what does character mean to you? And a vital question ended that session, which says, are you throne worthy? Now, we want to look at the vital characters of champion. If there is a thing as a champion's character, now what are the vital characters of champions that make them throne worthy? See, it was Prophet Samuel who went to anoint a king to replace Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 16. His eyes were rightly set on those who have a physique and acumen of leadership. But to each one of them, God said, I have rejected this one. I have rejected him. That is an insightful statement, you know. It means God gave each of them a shot to the throne, but they disappointed him. Yes, they have the credentials and physical build-up, but they have failed the test of the throne. Therefore, it is clear that there are vital features or qualities of champions that without them, you will still miss the throne. You may even occupy the title of champion, but deep inside, you will know what a failure and how empty you are without these vital characters. However, with right traits, you may not have the title of champion tied to your neck by men, but you will find that peace and fulfillment that is the lot of true champions. I am confident that you are striving for the best life has to offer. Now, are you cultivating the qualities that will give you that life you desire? Let's look at the five vital characters of champions that make them throne worthy. Number one, a purposeful mind. This purposeful mind is often referred to as grit. That strength of mind, courage, fearlessness, fortitude to know what you want and go for it despite oppositions. It has been said that character is a collection of habits, and habit is a collection of attitude, and attitude a collection of thoughts. You see, it all begins with the mind, a purposeful mind. Two, doggedness or perseverance. I call it the tenacity to stick with a thing to the finish line. So be a finisher. See, the part of cultivating the winning character isn't just bread and butter. To win, you ought to be tough with face like a flint, set on success. Have that doggedness or the spirit of perseverance that makes one a finisher. Another vital character of champions is tolerance and empathy. Tolerance can be interpreted as respect for others, even when they are different from you. This quality makes you to win in your relationship with people. Tolerance and empathy wins with people at any given time. It is the quality of tolerance and empathy that makes a strong leader, a tough leader, a demanding leader, to still be humane, to still be able to relate with humans around. So tolerance and empathy is a very important quality of a true champion, character of a true champion. Number four, integrity and self-discipline. Champions don't cut corners. They discipline themselves to always stay at the right course despite their feelings and weaknesses. So you don't act out of your feelings but out of your conviction. Feeling is fleeting and weakness is there to be overcome, not pampered. So integrity is typically defined as commitment to honesty and strong moral principles that excuse shady behaviors. So when you discipline yourself to be on the right track and you have this integrity, you are developing a vital character. Finally, number 5, commitment to improvement. Champions do not settle for average. They are committed to character and capacity development at all times. Good is not enough when there is better. They believe there is more. To improve and perform at your best at all times entails great amount of sacrifice. Champions have a mentality of constant improvement. So one of the vital characters of champion is improvement. So we have run through these 5 vital qualities. First of all, we say purposeful mind, doggedness or perseverance, tolerance and empathy that makes you human, integrity and self-discipline, then finally, commitment to improvement. As we try to conclude, let's remind ourselves that character is not built in seclusion or in running from people and situations. No, exposure to challenges, problems, training, opportunities, and all manner of people is the lab where character is crafted. Every time you are exposed to certain situations and people, you have an opportunity to build character. Don't let it waste away. God has given you the heart of a champion. What you need to do for good success in life is to cultivate the character of champions. We have given you some vital characters that you should look out for first of all. Character is key to a successful and fulfilling life. It has been a wonderful time discussing cultivating the characters of champions. This is where we wrap up from the study. See you next time. This is Sam Atu saying, keep living in Christ's victory. Revelation 5:5. Shalom.